coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
This is the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. HagmanReport.com. That's HagmanReport.com. There for all of your information in the body of the page. And of course, on the bar above, click on the video link. It'll take you to our video page. All of the programs with Steve Quayle from SteveQuayle.com, who's with me right now as we speak, can be accessed there. Archive, present show included. So HagmanReport.com. And please, folks, do me a favor. Go to Rumble and Brighteon, either one, either platform, and follow us there. Subscribe to the platforms or platform of your choosing. And that way you'll be notified when a new broadcast, especially with Steve and such, shows up. And you can also comment, discuss the content of the video and audio there. And, of course, we're on all of the audio platforms. We are on Roku. Don't ask me how, but we get to that. But we're there, okay? So it's really a great thing. So, folks, please do me a favor. And, again, sign up for either Rumble or Brighteon, because no longer at YouTube, of course, because of the censorship. All right, I do have Steve Quayle with me. Before I get to Steve, I want to mention two things, very quickly, two things. And they're related to one another. Actually, Steve's appearance is related to all of this. This past weekend, I had this extraordinary opportunity to work with Russ Dizdar very closely and his team, including Pastor Gene. I'm not going to give any last names. Pastor Gene, Jordan, Ryan, Kyle, Sherry, Jody, God, and Linda. God bless the women. My goodness. Aaron, I'm telling you what, these people are the best of the best in my view, okay? Field investigators for the bigger thing. Bigger thing is what's really going on in the world. The demonization. You talk about demons. You know what, folks? You don't have to. People say, well, I don't believe in demons. I mean, there are no such things as demons. Man, I'll tell you what. You hang with Russ, you'll see demons. When I say see demons, see the demonic possession of people. And you know, that we were talking very quickly. We were talking about satanic panic of the 80s. Remember that? Oh, a satanic panic. Well, the individual, the FBI agent that came up with that actually was institutionalized. Okay. So, just saying. Okay. Now with that, and speaking of Russ Dizdar, we had a long conversation this week, and this is a selfish plug. All right. See this book? It's In the Dark of Night. Folks, it's available on Amazon and, Kindle. Okay. It's on Amazon. It's paperback and Kindle, that is. All right. You want the inside look, we'll say. This gives you the real time investigation of a real case and the inside workings of that case with real people. Their names have been changed because I don't want to be sued, you know. Because that just happens. So please, folks, I would consider it a personal favor if you ordered this book. All right. Now I was going to say, I guarantee you'll find it very informative and you'll like it. It's got a 4.9 average rating right now on Amazon with 41 ratings and multiple reviews. So, or you can go to Hagman Store. But by the way, if you've gotten a copy of this book, if you don't mind, drop over to Amazon and either rate it honestly or give it a review, or both, actually. So at the Hagman Store, HagmanStore.com, you can order it there, and I will send it out personally with a note, whatever you write, whatever you want, in terms of sign it and send a note with that. So it's all great. It's great stuff. But when I say that, and the reason I brought that up with this show, what Steve Quayle is going to be talking about today and is going to address what's going to be happening tomorrow, okay, but in the larger sense. What I mean by that is tomorrow, June 11th, 2021, beginning at 8 o'clock a.m. Central Time, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern time, that's the real time, Eastern time, is going to be the start of the live streaming of Extinction Protocols 2021. All right. Now you can get the DVDs. I would get both. Personally, I would get both. But, you can get the DVDs, but starting tomorrow, again, 9 o'clock Eastern time, 8 o'clock Central time, and it's my understanding you could probably tune in like a little bit before, you know, maybe a half hour or so, but, get in line, get on and watch. And I will forgive you for not tuning into the program tomorrow night. Because you know what? I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to be watching this 24/7. And when you purchase the video on demand, this is a great thing. You can, once it's over with, you can watch it as many times as you want, and you can go back and you know, back and forth, forward and backward and stuff like that. But during the Extinction Protocols event itself, it's going to be as if you're there. And as a matter of fact, it's going to be as if you've got, oh, I don't know, Steve Coyle, Dan Holdings, Lisa Haven, the array of speakers in your living room or in your office or in your den or wherever it might be, or even at the beach, if that's where you're at. This is so important. And you might think that, well, you know, this is a sales pitch. Yeah, it is, because what is going to be shown, here's what I believe after talking with Steve. I believe this is the last conference that Steve is going to do. No, I don't know that for a fact, but that's my belief. And this is to prepare people for the alien return. Have you noticed how many people are talking about the alien return and the disclosure and deception? Folks, this is happening now. Not right now. This is not a year from now. And what you're going to hear today on today's show is so important from Steve Quayle, because everything that he's written about and said, my goodness, have you gotten Genesis 6 Giants, the book? Have you gotten it? Have you seen what's going on? You haven't? Oh, well, stand by. With that, I'm going to bring Steve Quayle, my good friend, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, gen6.com, G-E-N-S-I-X.com, or just go to stevequayle.com, click on the link to Extinction Protocols, or Hagman Report, and click on the link to Extinction Protocols. It doesn't matter. Just click on the link and get there. You're going to be very glad you did. And anyway, Steve Quayle, my good friend, my brother, and gosh, I don't know what I would do without Steve. Steve, how are you, sir?
Good, Doug. And excuse me. Thank you so much to everyone who has signed up for Video On Demand, who has pre-purchased the DVDs. And again, ladies and gentlemen, this is the longest case of laryngitis I've ever had. Fortunately, when I recorded my part of the presentation for the Extinction Protocols, I did not have it. So I thank all of you for your prayers. I thank all of you for your support. And today we're going to talk about, you know, a couple things that are exclusive to Doug's listening audience. And then within a couple weeks, we're going to have a special podcast and broadcast, because it's going to go way beyond the last fundraiser we did. And that will be a fundraiser, but I will have the head of my expedition in Mexico. Not only has he overseen the artifacts, the relics, if you will, the alien Aztec finds and the Egyptian finds below the level, and meaning deeper in the earth, but he's going to talk about the orbs, ORBS, that everyone is seeing. I don't know anybody, and I'm a researcher, okay? But Jesse, when I bring him on, so that's going to be a special fundraiser for Doug later in the month. So much is going on right now, but I believe that what we're going to cover today, we're going to cover the days of Noah and a 112-foot visitor attraction called the Giant. Notice the theme of giants, using laser 3D holographic technology. And this is going to be a mind-blowing prophetic event. I believe, and I'm on record, that we are already in the beginning of tribulations, plural. I know there are people watching their charts. I know there are people who believe it doesn't start until the rapture. But let me tell you something, almost, I don't know, maybe 45 years ago, I said it on talk radio, but it was given to me a long time ago, almost 4.5 decades ago, when I had such a passion for Jesus and such a a desire to learn. I think I listened to just about everybody in the world that had recognized ministries about, quote unquote, the lateness of the hour and the last days that would come, and God's people would be the ones resisting the prophetic reality of the times they live in. Here's what the Lord spoke to me. He said, Steve, the majority of my body will not believe the lateness of the hour until they find themselves in the middle of it. I'm not saying the middle of the tribulation, but what I'm saying is this. From the resistance I see in the Christian community, from the, I'd call it this, simply the abandonment of the faith that is delivered to us through the Word of God, both the Old and New Testament, from the embracing the woke movement, from hearing one of the biggest black pastors in the world, I won't even name his name, but saying that basically all the problems in the world are white evangelicals. He's also the richest black pastor in the world. No problem with money. But what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, when Jesus said nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, ethnos against ethnos, I believe it started with Barack Obama that, in my opinion, made our nation desolate. We're seeing the desolation. We're going to talk about some stuff today, Doug, that's going to blow everybody's mind. And so I'm going to turn it over to you because, ladies and gentlemen, this is huge. I touched on this with Paul Begley. And Paul Begley's show, basically, Paul was blown out. He said, Steve, Steve. And I tell Paul all the time, I couldn't be more serious. And the seriousness of the hour demands that people take the presentations that are going to be given at the, extinction protocols and absolutely take them to the Lord in prayer. Because I'm not kidding you, Doug. I do not believe that people understand what was the most prophetic event that has taken place when we're told about the days of Noah. Jesus said the days of Noah just is in the days of Noah. So will be the coming of the Son of Man. And now through holograms, and a hologram has to be created using laser beams. Lasers are coherent beams of light. Laser stands for light amplification by the stimulated emission of radiation. That's just what laser stands for. What's happening, ladies and gentlemen, is the world is being prepared for the return of the actual literal giants. But these are going to have artificial intelligence. So, Doug, when I sent that to you, and if Eric wants to put it up so people can see it, thank you, Eric, and kind of scroll down a little, what's interesting is the days of Noah, stunning. Look at the size of a person, Doug, at the base of, I'd call it a gantry, same thing that holds up a rocket. And these are going to have artificial intelligence. They're going to, how do I say this, present different thoughts. And all this is, ladies and gentlemen, is a foretaste, a picture of what's getting to come when there are giants returning. The Septuagint in Isaiah 13:3 basically says that giants are coming. Behold, the Lord sends them to fulfill his wrath. Now, in Nebuchadnezzar's day, and this is really critical, Doug, this is just the framework. We know about Nebuchadnezzar's statue. Nebuchadnezzar made a statue. He was a king, and he made a statue, an image of gold. And I want to read the first 7 verses, and then, Eric, we'll come back to this after I read this, if you don't mind. And I think, did I send you Daniel 3, 1 through 7?
Yes.
If you could put that up, and I'll read it off Doug's screen so you can follow along. I want people to understand the biblical, when I say the lateness of the hour, the absolute prophetic fulfillment of the minute. It's no longer by the hour. It's no longer by the day. You can't say the words, the things to come, the times to come. The time is now. The scripture says today, if you will hear, harden not your hearts. I'm afraid, Doug, that too many Christians have hardened their hearts, not even wanting to deal with the prophetic ramifications because of what it means to them, what it means to their family. So I'll read this, and thank you, Eric, for putting up and scrolling down. This is out of Daniel, the 3rd chapter, the first 7 verses. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits, and the breadth, therefore, 6 cubits. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, that's about 90 feet. Some people argue about the royal cubit's length to 108 feet. But remember, the giants that we're going to go to after I read the scripture are 112 feet. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, sent to gather together the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. Remember, Nebuchadnezzar got humbled, but he is the one that believes that this statue is giving him almost a god-like, how would I say, this power. And the king of Babylon was the most powerful person in the kingdom of Babylon. Verse 3, then the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, I'm saying it a second time, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together under the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And then a herald cried aloud, to you it is commanded, O people, nations, keep these words in mind, nations and languages. And verse 5, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you will fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. And whoso faileth, and whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, shall the same hour be cast in the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, the flute, all the musical instruments, you know, they fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Wherefore, at a certain time, Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. And this is what's really important. We'll go, we won't go beyond that right now. Thank you, Eric. But if you'd go back now to Now the End Begins article, and kind of scroll down a little bit, because I want people to understand something. When you listen to the video, and Doug, we can attach a video or you guys can do it, but when you hear the music, when you see the statues, now this article almost contradicts itself in the announcement that the people that are putting this on, and it's supposedly an amusement company.
I don't mean to interrupt, but that kind of threw me. Okay. I'm when I read the article initially, by the way, this, Now the End Begins, Jeffrey Grider, this is from 2 days ago. The link will be in the program description box for your convenience. But when I saw this, okay, so the patents have been filed by this amusement company. I just put a period there and also a question mark. Is that a pretext for something more nefarious, Steve?
Well, yeah, because amusement means to capture the people's attention, to also, not bewitch, that's probably true, maybe that's the word I'm looking for, but to encapsulate the people in the experience of the moment. Anybody who's ever gone to an amusement park, anybody who's ever gone to a whatever world ride, whether it's about dinosaurs, whether it's about the future, the sights and sounds, Doug, are designed to involve every sense in the human body, including what's called, infrasonics. In other words, you can hear music. But what I want people to understand is when they watch the video on this, and by the way, I want to make it clear that Jeffrey Grider and I disagree. He goes into the pre-tribulation rapture. He says before it will remove us, before the star time of Jacob's trouble. You'll see that in the article. I categorically reject that.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
I want to make it clear. I have never, ever, ever believed when Jesus gave me the vision of the end times, I saw no rapture. I did see tribulation, the saints going through it. Now, I'm saying, I believe what you want to believe, but I believe personally, and I got to bring it up, because the idea of this, they're trying to make this event fit their timetable of the rapture. And I'm telling you this, there will be no rapture. And by putting it in the forward, people say, well, I don't feel well. I'm out of here in 15 months or whatever. It is folly, because right now, and when I get to the crop circles within Doug Hagman's broadcast, you're going to see some stuff that nobody's ever seen. Now, I sent to Paul Begley the beginning of it. Doug's got all three of the images, and it's because it took me, my translation team around the world, almost 36 hours, 24 to 36 hours, and they were working on it before I even brought it out on Paul's show, to come up with the translation, and it's mind-blowing. We'll get to that next. But I want to tell you, in my opinion, I can stand against everybody that believes in the pre-tribulation rapture. Number one, that train's left the station. There's not been a rapture. Number two, with the genetic transmutation of the human genome, how can they counter that? Do they get raptured into? And look, I'm not mocking, but I'm saying this, that this is the most critical thing in the world. And he makes it a point to put it in blue and start at the time of Jacob's trouble. You know, he does say he's going to see, he believes we'll see the giants. Yes, we will. We're going to see them. And so all I'm saying is this. If I put up articles that are 90% good and the last 10%, I have never veered. Doug, you and I have been knowing each other. I have never veered from that. There are pastors that used to preach it that no longer preach it. There are people that God is meeting in the night and saying, you've been deceived. That's really a strong statement. And I'm prepared to be attacked. Good night, have been for 26 years. And I'm prepared to have all the evidence that I've spent, and you asked me, and I'll tell you, mid six figures, approaching seven figures.
Yes.
And I, again, I put my money where my mouth is, but I want to share something. The Lord, King David said, I will never offer unto the Lord anything that doesn't cost me something. Anybody can use other people's research. Anybody can use this, that, or the other thing. And all I can say is this. How dare I plagiarize anybody, though I'm plagiarized all over. I could care less. Like, I think I'm adopting the attitude, as long as the truth gets out, who cares? The thing I do have a problem with is when people tell me that, you know, I don't know what I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, after 12 books, after six videos, ask those who criticize. Now, I'm giving that, how should I say this, understanding at this point, because when we get into the next power of this broadcast, or not next power, well, maybe the next hour of power, and I'm not trying to mimic anybody's title for anything, but this is provocative. Now, Doug, I want to throw it back to you. What were your thoughts when you read this article, when you saw the technology? Satan can obviously manifest himself as an angel of light. These are light images. He's going to deceive the whole world. Jesus said that if he didn't shorten the days for the elect's sake, there'd be no flesh left alive. And now, just as in the days of Noah, can there be any clear indication than what we're now seeing? Bob Griswold called me before I went on with you, Doug, and said, wow, 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 wow. He did. He said, Bob Griswold's words, I have never seen more of a prophetic indication of the lateness of the hour. And Bob knows the scripture. So, Doug, I'll shut up. Back to what you, just give me your, give the people your perspective and view, because this is a pretty, pun intended, big deal.
Yeah, it is. And if I may just say this, you've always been very, very consistent with your belief or your beliefs that we will endure the tribulation period, but not God's wrath. We're not appointed to God's wrath. Just to be clear, right? That's
correct.
Okay. All right. Now, to answer your question, all right, I'm an investigator. I've been that for as long as Steve's been on air. So there's two things that struck me really quick. Any perpetrator of any crime, and especially the homicides or any bad crime, okay, there's a modus operandi or an MO somebody has and a signature. Okay, especially in the serial kind of, especially when you're dealing with serial, bad people, all right? Like the globalists, in my view, are serial killers with a demonic flair, all right? So, but in the, just to bring it back down, so you've got your MO or the modus operandi, the way somebody commits a crime, or the intricacies of their execution of a crime, and then a signature which never, well, the signature never changes, but the MO changes. So when I read this, I'm thinking, okay, in my experience as an investigator, you know, so you look at this amusement park concept, all right, the giant, in this article alone, I'm thinking, wow, that's to me, that's a little bit different MO than I thought. But you know what? The signature remains. It's unchanged. And I would compare the signature part of a criminal's or a serial killer or a homicidal maniac, whatever, a globalist, or a Luciferian, I would say their signature doesn't change. So we're seeing the signature, but we're seeing a different MO in the pretext of an amusement attraction or some sort of, the pretext of something that's not nefarious. That's what struck me about this. The discussion of the timing of rapture or whatever aside, any of that aside, that's what struck me. And the second thing that struck me very quickly is the book Genesis 6 Giants, and this is not a plug for the book. You know what? Get it? Don't get it. But I'll tell you what. When you go through that book, from Steve's book, you can understand, you can actually take parts of the book out and overlay it to the current events of today. And this, I'm not going to throw this in there too. This is what tomorrow and this weekend Extinction Protocols is going to be about. In part. Is what's happening right now, and this is happening now. And I noticed the article. This is a make a 20-nation tour in 2021. That doesn't say 2025. It doesn't say 2030. It says 2021. That caught my eye too. So if it says 2021, so how long were they in development of this? It's been a long time, obviously, because you just don't wake up, you know, on Monday and say, okay, let's do this, and on Friday you have it done. No. So the technology, overlapping with Steve's book, the overlapping, most importantly, with the scripture, tells me, yeah, we're there. This is happening today. Everything that we're talking about is happening today. Steve, is that okay? Did I do okay with that?
You did a great job. And I really, and Eric, again, if you'll scroll down to the bottom of this where it says the giant company, I'll show you when, the giant, where you see that. And by the way, everybody needs to watch this video, but if you will scroll down to where it says the giant company is a member, let's see this inside the giant company. Okay, right there, the giant company. It's the, there you go. Thank you so much. And this is really important, ladies and gentlemen, because it's laying out to you the image of the beast that we're going to get to in the book of Revelation. And I'm going to read it. The giant company is a member of the IAAPA, the International Association of Amusement Parks and Attractions. The giant is planned for 21 major cities across the globe, with every giant is bespoke for its city and country. Each is also a member of a family. Now, hear this. This is critical, that can digitally communicate with other giants around the world, and I would add in their own language. Each person, China, Russia, good night, Thailand, Cambodia, any place that speaks another language of the however many language groups will hear the speaking of the image of these beasts in their own language. If that doesn't give everybody goosebumps, I don't know what will. They can communicate with other giants around the world. Global events will engender global communities, and these trend-setting events will become the defining social feature of the coming decades. Well, no, they won't. They only the 42 months. But now, here's really critical. Boy, pay attention to this. Inside the 10,000 square foot exhibition space, visitors will engage in the giant expedition, which offers an absorbing journey into the world of giants. From the realms of legend and mythology, notice they didn't say this, and Bible, to a celebration, they did not say a Bible, to a celebration of the extraordinary men and women of the city and country it's located in. From its inventors, scientists, artists, to leaders, athletes, and game changers from the past to the present. Now, the giant visitor attraction can be built as a temporary or permanent structure. All aspects of the giant conform to the highest standards of ethical business practice and environmentally sustainable health conscious design, blah, blah, blah. Now, the blah, blah, blah is irrelevant to what we're talking about. But one of the most important statements in this entire article is the fact that people can enter into, I guess, a holographic projection box, and you can be a giant also. When you enter into that box, you interconnect and can interconnect with all the giants of the world. Now, I hope people are understanding this. As you enter into the world of giants, you become a Gibarim. The same thing that Nimrod. Now, see, well, that's just all virtual, Steve. You don't know about the ghosts and the machine then. You don't know about demon possession. And ladies and gentlemen, I've been saved for, 50 years now? So, 50 years. And I've dealt with them. I've dealt with them over decades. Other people that I've been around have some of the most prominent deliverance ministries in the world. And ladies and gentlemen, the demon is a disembodied spirit of the giant. When the human women mated with fallen angels, and fallen angels, when they came to earth, they were able to take on the sexual reproductive organs of humans, producing what even myths talk about as the mighty men and women of history. In other words, the giants of history. See where I'm going with this, Doug? And so the bottom line is so critical for people to understand. This is preparatory for the return of the giants, because how cool are the giants? Well, this is going to be so neat, because you'll also almost have unlimited knowledge as you can tap in real time the AI databases. As remember, the neural networks, this thing's so far advanced, people say, you're just making a big deal. This is an amusement structure just as in the days of Noah, just as in the Septuagint, Isaiah 13:33, just as in Ezekiel's boneyard when God asked the prophet Ezekiel, son of man, can these bones live? Dead bones. A lot of people think that's just the resurrection of Israel. That may be. But it could also be the calling forth of the dead, the Rephaim. The Rephaim, after Numbers 13:33 in the Old Testament, is the word used for giants. It's not Nephilim. Nephilim is used once before the flood, Genesis 6:4, once after the flood, Numbers 13:33. But after that, it's there we saw the Rephaim, the valley of the Rephaim. So what I want people to understand is this. Technology has completely been taken over by fallen angel intelligence, by demonic presence, or if you will, the imprinting of their beings. Demons are real. Jesus didn't deal with imaginary demons and say, come out of him, the gathering demoniac. He wasn't dealing with an imaginary thing, because he said, basically, what is your name? He commanded them as the Son of God. And they basically, every time Jesus encountered them, they were worried. They knew who Jesus was. They know they have a time of judgment. Have you come to torment us before our time? They know they're going into eternal torment. But before they do, they're going to rip up humanity on a level that has never been seen before. This is why the authority of the believer, this is why the infilling of the Holy Spirit, this is why the gifts of the Holy Spirit, they didn't pass away with the disciples or the apostles. The only thing that passed away was men trying to believe they could do the work of God in their strength, in their power, in their wisdom. They thought they could win people by the power of the argument versus the power of the God, by the power of the living God. Jesus healed all A-L-L that were afflicted and possessed. And the problem is, ladies and gentlemen, the church of today is apostate. It is a conglomeration of heretics. The biggest ministries in the world are yielding to the spirit of the age. Nobody ever brought up the fact in the Christian community dealing with the mutagenic injections that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Now, I believe a brother in Great Britain, Rob, has an answer that, quite candidly, Doug, has been bugging me. I have friends that are actual geniuses that basically say, once you're corrupted, you're not able to be redeemed. But he brought up a point that he was out praying and seeking God, and the Lord said, he said to Rob, and Rob told me, he said, Rob, the people who are my people who have taken the vaccine will come to a point when the effects of it, they can call out to me and they can repent of their sin. Because there is a scripture, brothers and sisters, that all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So what I'm saying, Doug, if the biggest mistake anybody as a Christian's made, once the Spirit of God reveals the level and the nature and the depth of mistake, they can be saved. That doesn't mean they won't suffer the consequences. It means that they will once again be brought in the family of God. And that was the thing that was troubling me, because as a Christian, I was wrestling with this in the Lord. I want everybody to know, because I was saying to God, and I've said it on your program, my own podcast and others, at what point does a genetic manipulation of a human have to go before they are no longer humans? Because you cannot be saved as a hybrid. But then I was going, but what happens, Lord? What happens, Lord? It was the most perplexing question in my heart I can say I've had over the last decade. That's not melodrama. That's not theater. That's true. Because, Doug, the people that take the vaccine who aren't Christians and come to Jesus, they're not locked out of the forgiveness of God. And I can't answer you now. If a hybrid who's totally given over, and I will say this, ladies and gentlemen, if I told you who are true hybrids, you simply wouldn't believe me. If I told you how many of the people have been to Antarctica and pledged their allegiance to Lucifer in the presence of his throne room, you wouldn't believe me. You just wouldn't. So, ladies and gentlemen, what this is a preview before we get into the next subject, crop circles. This is the preview of the initiating, in my opinion, of taking away the argument, and even the one that Jeffrey Grider makes. Jeffrey Grider is a friend of mine, but I couldn't disagree with him more, nor would he disagree with me more. Before the catching away of the saints, and I believe before the day of the wrath of God, we're caught up to be with Jesus. I believe in a pre-wrath rapture, just like Marvin Rosenthal, I'm sorry, I read it years ago, but that's my position. Because, Doug, you quoted, what Christians miss out on, we are not appointed under the wrath of God, but we are told in the book of Revelation, woe unto you, inhabitants of the earth, for the devil has come down with great wrath, knowing that his time is short. Great wrath. And who is the wrath of Satan directed against? Those of us who are believers. The deliverance will come through the name of Jesus, through the blood of Jesus, through our testimony as to what the blood of Jesus has done in our lives. And people are going to be looking for answers like they never have before. I'm on record, not because of a conference that I put on, as stating that watch what happens, how fast the downward movement is in the political arena, financial arena. Because remember, ladies and gentlemen, the globalist, illuminist, Satanist, Luciferian, the end time community of darkness, their very, very statement is order out of chaos. The chaos means that which they generate against the previous world under the living God, and the new world odor, O-D-O-R, coming under the reign of Satan for the 42 months. When people are starving, it won't make a difference. Well, I'm not supposed to starve. I'm supposed to be raptured. When people are thirsty beyond all measure, and only God can answer the thirst. I'm not talking about for him and our souls, that too. But I'm talking about the greatest drought in the history of the world is already unfolding.
Steve, before you go on, if I can ask a question, okay, because this went over this pretty quickly. When you were talking about Rob and the answer to the jab, the mRNA injection, the gene therapy, or not a therapy, but the gene manipulation. All right. So that presupposes, that question And the answer presupposes that that jab and subsequent jabs will change the recipient's DNA. Is that a correct statement?
That is a correct statement.
Okay. Because many people say, well, wait a second. Oh, no, no. This says messenger RNA, but it's impossible to change DNA, like Fauci, that garden gnome says. But just like he said, and I'm going to go kind of drift a little bit. Like he said, for example, we didn't fund the Wuhan lab, but we didn't fund the gain of function experiments. Well, that's kind of a true statement almost, sort of, kind of. You got to squint because just like this amusement park, just like this giant story, maybe he didn't hand over the money to Wuhan. It actually went through intermediaries. Okay.
Right.
So what this jab is, yeah, okay, maybe it doesn't, maybe the jab doesn't change your DNA. However, wait a second. Doctors are on, and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the messenger RNA has the capability and does, change the cellular structure or the base structure of DNA, has that capability. So, I just want to make sure that that's what you meant. So, that change that Rob is talking about, you call on Jesus' name, you know, and of course,
And repent.
Right. So that's good news, folks, to everyone out there. And I've gotten a lot of emails about this. And I don't know what to say, but that's good news. So, and the demon part that you talked about. And again, being with Ross, I got to say this. Okay. You call on the name of Jesus and I'll tell you what, instead of you scurrying away, the demons scurry away. And when I say demons, I'm talking about you could be across the table from somebody, and I saw this happen. Okay, Russ talking to someone, and all of a sudden, a different multiple or different identity comes through with a different linguistic inflection and saying some really bad things, kind of like, you know, almost like Linda Blair kind of thing, except, you know, without that kind of drama, but very matter of fact. But when you call on the name of Jesus, that puts away the demons. So, okay, thank you. Got it.
That casts them out.
Yes.
And see, here was the problem. And I will say this, the biologically ignorant, Dr. Tenpenny and others, all the people that are out there are telling you what's going on. But the head of Moderna, I believe was it Moderna or AstraZeneca made the statement, we can now create anything we want. We can now do to the human body anything we want. So anybody that says, oh, the messenger RNA can't do this, that, or the other thing. When I get into the, if you will, the Andromeda strain of the fallen angels DNA, because when supernatural beings, I want to make this clear, fallen angels aren't cherubs. You put on little porcelain cherubs, you put on your mantle during the holidays. They're not even the representative of the Renaissance. When I was taking art history, I loved art history when I was in college. I mean, we went through every period of art from the cave drawings of Lascaux, France, Altamira, Spain, to the most primitive, to the most advanced. And I want to share something with people. I will yield when someone has a better understanding. But when all of the most prominent scientists, the former head of the CDC, the former head of Pfizer, and these men who were put in their positions because of their brilliance come up against the Faustian bargain, and he made a statement the other day, which was the most damnable, how should I say this, the most damnable thing to come out of his mind and his mouth. Well, they're not really fighting against me. They're fighting against the science. No, we're fighting, in my opinion, against a mouthpiece from hell that cannot even back it up. The late Carrie Mullis, who I was doing a film on him before he passed away. I want people to know that. And he made this statement. Fauci is the most non-science. By the way, Carrie Mullis, Nobel Prize winner, Carrie Mullis developed PCR. He made it clear it was not a test. It was basically a procedure to be able to gene splice. So anybody that believes that Fauci represents science, it's like you and I, Doug, saying we represent the guys that have landed on the moon. You know, I mean, it's that much Bravo Sierra. Because again, we're so numbed and dumbed down that Bill Casey, former director of the CIA, when he made the statement, will know our effects that mind control have been effective and completed when everything the American people believe is a lie. We were brought to our knees. Even Christians were brought to their knees. Now being brought to the knees by the woke movement. Now you have prominent black pastors and prominent white pastors. White pastors, how should I say this, feeding white guilt. By the way, I'm white and I have no guilt. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. My ancestors didn't own slaves. I know. But under the we had a wonderful thing happening. Blacks and Hispanics were accelerating, absolutely given opportunity. And the demon rats have never produced anything except destruction. The demon rats on the entire East Coast and West Coast, look at their cities are burning. Their murder rates, Lori Light in the Shoes, Lightfoot, is absolutely the mayor of Chicago. I don't know how many murders they have a day. But the point is the fact that this, what people think, or I feel, your feelings will lead you into damnation unless you go by man shall not live by bread alone, or man shall not live by his own feelings. Our feelings can lie. I'll tell you a good example of it. Well, I'm a good person. I'll go to heaven. No, you won't. Because the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Well, God knows my heart. Yes, he does. It's wicked beyond all belief. Because when we come to Jesus Christ, he gives us a new heart. The Pope, the entity, the false prophet, preparing the way for the presence of the Antichrist, is absolutely saying anything but Jesus. Listen to what he says. All roads lead to Rome. For the Christians, that means the Colosseums. The thing that's, I think, more frustrating, people say, you get frustrated. You bet I do. My frustration probably is a mask for the tears I would shed if I could not keep my, my emotions under control. I said this yesterday to the Lord. I said, God, how can any of us make a difference unless you anoint our words, unless you convict people, because they, your people, don't believe. They're cooperating in their own destruction. They're believing fairy tales versus a revelation. They're believing, God, anything that makes them feel good. They're looking for a political solution to a spiritual problem. People, again, second coming of Donald Trump. Christians start talking about the second coming of Jesus. Because if all these events that we're talking about right now are indicating the last period of time, I categorically reject a seven-year tribulation. 42 months times and a half. Pastor Langford did an excellent, excellent presentation, exegesis of that on your show, Doug.
Yep.
So the thing that I want people to understand now is when I started writing about aliens and fallen angels, the sexual corruption of the human race, that was pretty much 24 years ago, maybe, when I wrote Genesis 6 Giants. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, you know, God always brought people into my life that could orchestrate my thoughts. And people don't understand this. I don't type very well. I have, well, it could actually show them. I have plastic pockets of yellow sheets, of the research notes. I used to have a file cabinet, actually two of them, with every category of everything I ever copied, meaning, you know, got the research, made copies, underlined it, you know, and it's been a gift of God. Everything I have ever done in the kingdom of God, God has always brought somebody to stand alongside of me. Those who are gifted, like Daniel Holdings, I couldn't even do a PowerPoint, you know. The thing is that we're at this point that now, again, I want to say this, Extinction Protocols, I've had people challenge me on it. One guy I won't talk to anymore, he's a brilliant guy. He said, you're missing it. AI is the only Extinction Protocol. We got into it and I said, I won't say his first name. You go your way, do what God's called you to do. I'll go my way. I'm doing what God's called me to do. And even my enemies have said, boy, you've been consistent with that Jesus stuff. And my answer to that is, who do you think has kept me consistent? Because the only thing that matters, Bob Griswold said this too, the only thing that matters is our walk with the Lord now. Because some of us will go into eternity sooner than others. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to go in knowing that the importance to God that he sent his only beloved son, Jesus Christ, to overcome the sin of the world and to allow us sinners to be forgiven through the blood of Jesus. That's the only thing that matters right now to me. It will not matter to you until you find yourself in the middle of events that cannot, well, I don't know why I'm saying this, that cannot be explained in the natural. When all of hell, all of the myths and legends come into being, I'll tell you something. Some of these people that are body modifying and have tattoos, imagine it, and I don't recommend anybody see it, but the Alien movie, one of the most disgusting scenes in cinematic history is when an alien seed was growing inside one of the astronauts and bursts out of its chest. Imagine that on tattoos. Imagine that, ladies and gentlemen, because tattoos are symbols. They're making a statement. Now, you want to have a tattoo, fine. But the bottom line is, those of you who have tattoos that have, in essence, been on the dark side, been away, if you got them as a pagan, I want you to do this. I want you to take oil and say, God, that was my old life. Cover it and say, Lord, I want these covered with the oil of your presence and the blood of the Lamb. I know people who are still bound to this day because of their tattoos. Like I saw one person, seriously, I am the walking dead. I thought, boy, there's a billboard for a true statement, you know? I've seen everything. I put up an article of body modifications the other day, and people are literally want to be reptilized, okay? Reptilized. They want slit contact lenses. They want forked tongues. Well, gee, they just need to go to Washington and run for office on that one. But they're literally body piercing, they're body modifying, putting in horns, you know? Doing everything they can do to distort the image and likeness of God. Somebody says, well, why is that wrong? Because God didn't create you that way. And every time I see one of those people, I said, Lord, I wonder what they were like as a little baby. I wonder what their lives were like in order for them to hate humanity enough to want to, in essence, macro engineer their body. And the day will come when you'll be able to micro change your body on a genetic level. So, Doug,
that also goes. I didn't mean to overtalk you. That also goes for gender transition. Gender modification. You are born a male. Don't be cutting anything off or changing your plumb because you're a male, right? I mean, that goes the same.
Yes, it does. Now, what is the reason behind the transgenderism? Biblically, and this is why they want to shut up Christians, this is why they want to kill Christians, it is the destruction of God's order of creation. I want to make that clear. God's order of creation. The second Psalm says it all. The kings of the earth set themselves against the Lord and his anointed. That's Jesus saying, we will not have this man, Jesus, rule over us. And I want everybody to read the second Psalm because that's what we're seeing right now. We are seeing a full-scale press. Satan knows his time is short. He's going to destroy as many people as possible. And, Doug, you know, for this point, I think it's really critical that people understand that, how do I say this? The preponderance of evidence may not get you in a court of law on earth, but in the court of heaven, with the name of Jesus and God the Father, the judge of the whole earth, not guilty. None of your accusers, Doug, our accusers, will be in heaven to accuse us before the judgment seat of Jesus Christ. They'll be at the white throne judgment unless they repent. The white throne judgment is the judgment of eternal damnation. Everything you've ever said. And by the way, your DNA is the perfect storage bank, even molecular DNA. Even the most sophisticated computers at this point can't keep up. They're trying. They'll do everything they can. They cannot mimic the majesty of God's creation. And so that's why, you know, I want people to understand that everything is pointing to extinction protocols. And oh, by the way, people have always blamed Ted Turner or attributed Ted Turner to the Georgia Guidestones. The man who's in trouble right now with his own wife, Jeffrey Epstein's partner, the man who is one of the most foremost eugenicists in the world, he was secretly behind the funding of the, you know, I call them the Georgia Gatestones.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because just very briefly, we had Chris Pinno on, I believe it was, a number of years ago, who took a deep dive, investigative dive into the Georgia Guidestones. Yeah, Turner was just a deflection. Now, there was a doctor, I think his name, I believe it was Dr. Christensen, who actually commissioned the stones. However, the monetary part of that was a collective. So what you just said, people have to understand this, because, you know, when, and that's the thing, you know, Steve, if your neighbor came to you and says, you know, Steve, I'm going to kill you, and
my neighborhood? No, I have a great neighborhood.
I know you do, but I mean, you should believe them. If somebody says, I'm going to kill you, it's just a matter of time. I'm going to kill you. You know, you should believe them. And so the Georgia Guidestones, if they said, we're going to bring humanity down to a certain level, you should believe them. It just gets me. It gets me riled up, because people, and the other thing, when you were talking, Steve, I noticed how dogmatic everyone has become, where you cannot, for example, it's either a person is 100% absolutely, you better get that jab, you better get that, they call it a vaccine, you better get it, or if not, you're so selfish, you're killing us all. Okay. And there's, you know what? You can't talk to these people. I mean, you can't even say, let's have a discussion. Let's share information. No. I mean, it's their way or the highway. So this is the time in which we live. And I think that, and this goes back to tomorrow, folks. This goes back to Extinction Protocols. And what I know, just talking with the different guests, the different presenters, I'm telling you, everything you're seeing, and Daniel Holdings, my goodness, I gotta tell you, folks, you want some dot connecting? Oh, he's a dot connector, all right. So, folks, please, please, Extinction Protocols, sign up for it. Today, look, if you don't do it tonight, I don't know what to tell you, but you got until tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, or 8 a.m., 9 a.m., a.m., okay? Let me say that one more time, 9 a.m. Eastern. So, please, please, get the video on demand. Or the DVDs, but the video on demand is going to give you immediate, there you go, here it is, and you're going to have a better understanding. Just from what I know. Now, I have not been treated to any, you know, peaks, but I have been treated to some information. Ice Age Farmer, Steve Quayle, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. I mean, look at that lineup. Gary Haven, Lisa Haven, Dave Hodges, look at that lineup. Okay, Steve, I'm sorry. I get excited because I can't wait for this. I really can't.
Mike Adams will knock it. Mike Adams, God bless Mike.
I didn't
a dear
mean
friend
that.
Of mine,
no.
A man I admire amongst men. That man is gifted. He is brilliant. Not brilliant in the classical sense. Oh, he knows this stuff. He's a prodigy. I don't think people know that. And had the blessing of talking to his mother one time. And I can tell you this, there is no man I respect more than Mike Adams. There is no man I respect more than Russ Dizdar. Russ warned everybody about the Black Awakening. He could tell the exact time, but it had to be at least 10 years ago. Ladies and gentlemen, there's nobody I respect more as my brother and friend in the Lord than Doug Hagman. Because Doug and I we go back 20 years. The guy has cojones. I don't do well with meow men. I don't do well with certain, I don't even know how to say this. Meow, 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 meow. There's a country that produces, I should be sending kitty litter there. But seriously, I mean, bite your tongue, Steve. The bottom, wow, if you didn't have such a foul mouth. I don't have a foul mouth. I have a real mouth. But my mouth is baptized in reality, and most religious people get offended more at certain words that have real history meaning than they do at the butchering of 100 million children. It's not 70, it's 100 million. So, Doug, you know, I want to explain to everybody one thing. This is all a lead up. The whole false narrative of COVID, it was a bioweapon. It was stated as such by Shen Ping. It was stated as such in the beginning. And look at this. People allowed the lying mainstream accessories to murder. I call them that, in my opinion, MSATM. You know, that's a little kinder than mainstream murderers, to absolutely change the truth to a lie. We were hearing from Christians in China who are being executed, for getting the truth out to the West. I have a scientist friend, one of the brightest men in the world. People get to listen to him on the alerts periodically. But, I mean, he told me about the Philippines. He told me about, the Philippines. He knew somebody in the Philippines that was a manufacturer of portable incinerators. I wasn't supposed to say where they were manufactured. And, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this goes back to the smoky trucks that Hawk and I talked about, that in those days, what was that? You know, Hawk can tell you exactly. He's better on time. But it had to be at least 10 years ago that we were being informed of by special operations community, because we could say things that were passed on to their different operatives around the world to keep them informed without them having to give their positions away. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, we have not only been deluded by the devil, D-E-L-U-D-E-D, by the devil, we have been diluted, D-I-L-U-T-E-D, by the devil. And now, Doug, I want to transition to crop circles. This is really critical. And, Eric, if you put, put one up, and I'll tell you, put the middle one up with the flying saucer.
All right, and that's not much of a transition, Steve, or a segue. This actually is related to what you've been talking about.
Can you reverse that, Eric? Because where you're showing it to the right, it's actually the top. This is really critical. In essence, ladies and gentlemen, that should be in a vertical mode and not a horizontal mode.
So it would be 90 degrees to the left. All right.
Yes.
All right, stand by.
What this is critical about, Doug, is whether they're made by demon-possessed men, fallen angels, flying saucers, what you're going to see is extraordinary. And these all started showing up the day of the entity who's now present, January 20th, 2021.
You know, that's no accident. When you told me, while Eric is getting on the graph, that there it is.
There we go.
Okay, go ahead.
I want people to understand what this is. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this was sent to me, I think anonymously, and immediately I knew it was DNA. Immediately. If you see the flying saucer, that's a very stylized flying saucer, and you see a certain planet within the calipers. To the left is human DNA, to the right is alien DNA, and we'll get some other pictures in a minute, but this is, if you will, the xenogenetic crop circle, that is a crop glyph that shows how the alien DNA mixed with human DNA is going to attack the Earth. Do you see the Earth down there? This was run through multiple computer programs with glyphs we already know. A glyph just means a symbol. You know, somebody said, what's a glyph? I said, you know, not a cliff, a glyph. It just is another word for a symbol. There are petroglyphs. There are astroglyphs. There are geoglyphs. There's a kind of lot of glyphs. Again, my project for the 18 months, and it's voluminous, Doug. It's just voluminous. I just can't tell people how voluminous it is. But God always gives us the stuff at the time. Now, somebody says, well, we created that. It was just a figment of our imagination. My answer to that would be, no, you didn't, because I can say, here's our interpretation based on 18 months, hundreds of thousands of hours. So I expect to be attacked on the alien Aztec artifacts, already am, by certain individuals and government. I expect to be attacked on everything. But here's what I want the people of God to know. This is Genesis 6 returning, the return of Genesis 6, the addition of a third DNA strand, alien DNA, is absolutely the end, if you will, of humanity if the Lord Jesus Christ hadn't already told us there'd be no flesh left alive. This is the plan to extinct the human race. And Doug, I'm sorry, but I don't have to kiss any part of the southern anatomy of any globalist, any military AI program, any military personality attacks, any intelligence attacks. By the way, this glyph and the translation to it was held up for hours. Fortunately, the man who sent it to me was able to track who intercepted it. Gee, who could that be? You know, so the thing is, the glyphs, okay? I love it. If the stones could cry out because the people didn't recognize the visitation of the Lord Jesus Christ when Jesus came into Jerusalem before his crucifixion, 1 minute the people are basically, based on expectations, waving palm branches and heralding Jesus. A couple days later, many of those people, not all, were saying, crucify him. The thing that one has to understand, again, I want to make this clear to the Hagman viewers and those of you who have been Doug's patron, my patron, our customers, this is for your sake. When Doug shows up at the microphone, it's the platform. When Doug yields the microphone, it's the platform. And I had better be able to prove my statements than, and with, you can say this, why do the people that challenge Quayle, one person on a, you know, whatever, a message board said, dubious claims. You know, here's the thing. The people, and I want to make this clear, the people who are signed up for extinction protocols, the reason I went last is because the alien revelation is coming. Everything else has been getting us to this place of hopelessness, helplessness. Then the aliens arrive as our saviors. And guess what this all means? You take the shot, all the diseases that are present, Ebola's next to come. The Ebola articles now are accelerating. But even after that, there'll be an alien virus. Michael Crichton, the author, before, you know, when he wrote the Andromeda strain, strain, was absolutely giving you a picture of the future. Also, for instance, ladies and gentlemen, he was the original author of Jurassic Park. So the thing I want people to understand now, Eric, did I send you the number two crop circle?
Yes, he's looking for it now, or looking.
Yeah,
putting these it in line now.
Like, imagine this, and what I'm going to say: I have two computer screens. I used to have a third one, but I moved the third one over there in my messy office. But imagine each one of these is a computer screen with a specific crop circle with specific instructions on how to reproduce the alien DNA to combine it with the human DNA to produce the third or the xenogenetic strain. Doug, you read Xenogenesis. It's one of the most important books I've ever written. But it was interesting. It didn't sell until you wrote, by the way, you gave me the box of chocolates in that book, but chapter 13, Under the Rainbow, which was given to a good friend of mine, a brother in the Lord who gave it to me, who got it at the mouth of a CIA agent, talking about the rainbow. The whole purpose of geoengineering is to destroy the barriers that God put in the light spectrum to keep these malevolent evil spirits and fallen angels. It was like, if you will, a prison for them. Geoengineering, besides doing what it's doing to the earth, remember this, God says he will destroy those who destroy the earth. They literally took down the boundaries and barriers. Now the gates of hell have literally opened. Jesus said they're going to open, but they will not prevail. The only thing we have to fight against it is prayer and biblically practiced authority in the realm of faith, revelation, and obedience to God. Faith, revelation, obedience to God. Now, is there a second? I think I sent Eric three.
Yes, and the one we had up initially, Steve, just to be clear on this, was actually labeled number two. The number one or number three is going to be up next. And,
yeah, doesn't matter. And then, Eric, I want you to post. There you go. These are astroglyphs, but they're also designed, Doug, for the different packets. Some of those are DNA, the square boxes. And there's a whole story to this. And even to a subatomic level and the specific particles and their orbits, okay? And Eric, can you put up, if you would, I sent you the list, and thank you, Doug, for letting me interact with Eric on screen. There, I sent a list of what these things mean, because I want people to understand the first glyph means this, the second glyph means this, and the third glyph means this. And that's the preliminary, what would I say, cryptographic analysis of this.
And just as well, to be clear again, there's so much more to this. Okay. Steve, these are the translation, I guess I'll leave it at that, of these crop circles are from alien Aztec expedition. You're the glyphsonary, if I
heard. No.
Okay.
Alien Aztec expedition is a separate thing.
Okay. Thank you.
Glyphs are going to be incorporated into our glyphsonary.
All right. Thanks.
These things, okay, now I want to make it clear. Thank you, Doug. I don't want to give a misinterpretation or a misunderstanding. They're all in England. They all appear, I believe, I'm told, and I'm only telling you what I'm being told, January 20th, 2021, day of inauguration. I want people to look up the word inauguration. I'll look it up maybe if we still got time later. But on the far left is the introduction. It's talking, it's giving the adepts or the occultists step-by-step instructions in how to bring about the alien genetic dominance, destruction, and overpowering human DNA. Number two is the center is the structure of the virus and the antidote. This isn't somebody just sitting around, you know, smoking dope and by the way, I have nothing to do. I'm not putting any mea culpa or whatever distancing. I knew instantly the second, the middle image that's on your screen, Doug, and the people see, I knew immediately what that was. So I sent it to my team and said, can you guys really look into this in depth? It's important. So the center is the structure of the virus and antidote. Number three on the right is much more about how to build the full-on nanobots and the virus shell. What is missing is that at this time is the initial delivery location and delivery method. And we know there's five of these. We only have three of these. How do we know that? Because internal to one of the glyphs is talking about a five-sided series of glyphs. Five-sided series of glyphs. I want everybody to think about that. What's another word for five?
Pentagram.
Ah, interesting. The hidden history, the occult history, the occluded truth. And God bless Russ, nobody brings it out better in the realm of supernatural evil. Look, as a researcher, and I'm telling you, this is a true statement. Nobody brings it out better than Russ. Pray for him, support him, but and support what Doug and Craig Sawyer are doing, because these guys are out in the battle. And Doug, I think it would literally take, that would be too gory, I won't say that, but what you guys have seen, that no human eye should see what's done to a human being in a ritual sacrifice, I believe the only way to get the attention of the majority of people would let them to let them see that. But you know what? I could be wrong. They'd probably just, you know, say, so what? If that was your son, if that was your daughter, if that was your grandson, your granddaughter, if that was your brother, sister, mother, whoever it is, would you kick the bucket? And I don't mean die. Or would you be furious to want to find out? Would you be furious to want to stop it? So when I hear demon possessed, and those are my words, entities accusing us of all these things they've accused us of, know this, that no one would accuse those who are trying to stop that unless they're possessed by the same spirit of that. So back to the crop circles. Back to the crop circles are critical for people to understand. Again, back to Jesus writing in Jerusalem, he said, if the people didn't cry out, the stones would cry out. We're seeing a lot of stones. And pun intended, when Genesis 6 does a true legend series, we're literally trying to turn over the biggest stones, meaning we can't lift them for everybody, but we can look into the history of them. We can see their location and relationship to the universal power grid. And oh, by the way, the most powerful transmitter in the world is in Antarctica. Kudos to Hawk. Hawk has been warning people, look, the mega power, and there's nothing else on the planet. This is not a human power system. We're getting reports from different places of stargates opening up on Earth. We're seeing portals coming active. By the way, those of you who watch Skinwalker Ranch and see all the instrumentation and see their interview with John Alexander, after all their years of investigating for the former owner, Bob Bigelow, now for the current owner, but during Bob Bigelow's ownership, Bigelow Aerospace, they came to the conclusion that all of the supernatural events taking place at Skinwalker Ranch were due to portals. A portal is interdimensional. A stargate is between two places in the universe, kind of like a revolving door to any place you want to go, except a dimension. Stargates cannot take you to other dimensions. Portals opening can and do. So Skinwalker Ranch is now, I believe, the biggest show on, who does it? The Travel Channel, History, I think it's History Channel. But the weirdness is being recorded in real time. Radiation burns, brain hemorrhaging, people that used to live there, basically coming into an energy field. And I'll tell you what's going on there. According to my sources, it's over one of the biggest joint alien bases in the world. It runs all the way down into Four Corners, Utah. That's why I spend so much time in Arizona, Utah. That's where all the legends come from. New Mexico. It's fascinating. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we have proof, and I'm going to switch now, Doug, on you, to the alien Aztec artifacts that shows prior even to the alien Aztec interaction, the alien Egyptian interaction in Mexico. And Doug, I'm going to hold this up. When this, by the way, some of you bought this originally, it was completely redone, re-edited. Forbidden History, the Egyptian presence in the Americas and the Pacific Rim and the Great Smithsonian cover-up. Nobody in history has ever gotten anybody to open up about the secret Smithsonian warehouse, just like you kind of see in the end scene of Raiders of the Lost Ark. I was contacted by a man who we have interviewed. Obviously, we had to obscure what he looks like in his voice, but who was taken in to the secret, if you will, public not allowed warehouses of literally massive storage of the Egyptian artifacts in the Grand Canyon, the out-of-place artifacts that have been found all over the world, Uparts, the giant mummies, the giant sarcophagi, the giant bones. So much has been hidden away. And I believe that God is going to uncover that which has been covered up. I believe God is going to show the people, the true history of the world. And we have been messed with since the days of Adam and Eve created. And by the way, again, the Genesis narrative, 6,000 plus years ago, there are also a narrative where there were angels on earth in a pre-Adamic world. I know people say, I don't believe in that. Good. Don't listen to me. And please, for someone who doesn't believe in that, don't listen to me. I'm begging you. Don't listen to me. But to the scholars and to the unanswered questions, why are there multiple flood lines on the Pyramid of Giza? I want to say this. I categorically reject that Hebrew slaves built the Great Pyramids on the Giza Plain. category, you know? I just categorically reject it. Why do all the Egyptian pharaohs show a mitre? Because of the alien presence of, you know, the Paraca skulls. It's Bravo Sierra, it's Bull, B-U-L-L, I'll spell it, sheet, S-H-E-E-T, to claim that that was head binding. They're found all over the world. They're finding them now down in the Mexico digs too. Doug, they found horned skulls of humanoids. They found distorted skulls, even the one that Steven Spielberg, you know, presented in Indiana Jones and the Mystery of the Crystal Skulls or whatever, I'm messing up the title. But instead of being a cone head vertically, it was more, and if you saw that, the Kingdom of the Crystal Skulls, they were more almost oblong, and they were horizontal and perpendicular to the neck. We have the only pictures of those, of the Aztec artifacts that exist. I was told, after your presentation, and thank you all who supported Doug on the fundraiser, supported thank my you. Research, I was told, Doug, that there was panic. There was panic. Now, I only can be told this by people who were there, because in essence, the military's releasing of the UFOs and the underwater objects and everything, that was meant to keep us hooked to looking to the government to give us their narrative with their end goal. When we came out with that, and I went on Coast to Coast, everything changed because the script writers are told, whoa, whoa, you got to stop. And I'm told, they said he, obviously me, went way further than we intended to go. I believe for the first time in history, I'm saying this, take it to the Lord in prayer. God did not want his people who truly love him, redeemed by the love, by the blood of the Lamb and the love of Jesus Christ, to be exposed to the false narrative to enslave and destroy them. I believe by getting ahead of the narrative, now they have to catch up. Now, they will. I want to make people, the whole purpose of equipping everybody with this information is so that when they come out with a horse manure that can change 14 colors and have beautiful symphonies of whatever they want to put the music to it, you'll go, that's just a bunch of horse manure with music in the background. Music or stinking horse manure with acceptable music, because that's how the lies work. Go ahead, sir. I'm going to take some water.
You know, wow. The only thing I really want to say, and again, this goes to the time in which we find ourselves, in which we live. Everything we're seeing right now, and especially for tomorrow, please, folks, again, Extinction Protocols, go to gen6.com or simply go to stevequayle.com, click through or Hagman Report and click through the links to get yourself into Extinction Protocols. But, you know, people need to be prepared. They need to be prepared for what's about to happen, or what's happening now. I shouldn't say what's about to happen. What's happening now? The alien disclosure, deception, the return of aliens. Folks, this is happening now. I mean, watch the news, you know, and you'll see it. Whether it's Tucker Carlson talking about it or someone else. But, you know, look, real quick, you know, we focus, or we spend a lot of time talking about national politics and international events, but really the big deal here, the big issue, all of that, put all that aside for a moment, take a look at the bigger picture. And when you look through the current events, what's happening now, through the lens of what Steve is presenting, and tomorrow, the Extinction Protocols event, I'm pushing this because the information is so valuable. And the collective, and I apologize for not mentioning Mike Adams by name earlier. The people that Steve has assembled, I don't think you're going to find this ever again to take place. So be part of history, in my view. Be part of history and sign up for the video on demand, Extinction Protocols, starting at 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Eastern Time tomorrow, and that's Friday, June 11th, 2021. And I so look forward to watching all of this. And I'll be right there with you, folks. I'll be right there with you watching this. you ain't going to get me out of watching this. So I'm very excited about this, and I want to thank everyone who does. Just real quick, people say, well, $99, I can get information for free. No, you can't. Uh-uh. And do you realize, and I'm going to, Steve mentioned about the cost of his explorations, his expeditions and stuff. I got to tell you something, okay? I know what he's paid. I mean, you're looking at six figures headed into seven figures in terms of the cost of these expeditions I don't know. I just don't know how he does this, but I'll tell you what, it's taking a toll. I'll just say that. And he'll never tell you that, but it is. But back to Extinction Protocols, sign up for it tomorrow, beginning at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 Central. And I'm not going to do the math, whatever it is, Pacific, but you get the idea. So it's going to be great. And I want to thank you for that. And I want to echo what Steve said. I want to thank everyone who supported this broadcast, and me, and God bless you all. Thank you so very much. And really, thank you. We couldn't do this without you. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, right now, a very dangerous situation is forming that's coming against the United States in the dust storm that's headed the U.S. And Eric, I think I sent you that. Did I not send Eric to the article on the dust storm that's going to hit the U.S.?
Did you get it?
Thank you.
There it is.
Man, I wish I had an Eric. I really do. Developing giant dust storm seen on satellite heading to America. When we talk about drought and famine in a historic perspective, we talk about, obviously, the Oklahoma Dust Bowl. But, ladies and gentlemen, I want to put this into your mind. I'm trying to get the computer simulations by guys who are smart. I want to say, I thank the Lord. I go, God, I thank you for providing me with your treasures of knowledge and the people who love you that can tell your people. Remember, my primary directive and calling, God told me point blank, and I've been on record 26 years, if you will be faithful to warn my people, I will bring the people to you to tell you what's going on so you can tell my people. I've never, and I won't ever say that, oh, yes, I know this. And critics accuse me of being a know-it-all. My answer to them is, no, I know the people that know it all. And I do. I mean that. I know the people. So scroll down, if you would, Eric, because this is what's called the Sahel, if you will, the Sahara dust storm that's on the west coast of Africa, and it's coming our way. Experts at NASA's Earth Observatory say that the strong winds blew across mainland Mauritania earlier this month, sweeping dust over Senegal and the Gambia in the Atlantic. Well, they used to just call that whole area I think it's S-A-H-E-L, area for what it's worth. Now, I want people, and Eric, if you will, scroll down, sir, to the ramifications. I reached out and I said, what are the ramifications going to be? It would be on maybe a separate email. And I think it's critical that people understand this, you know. And look, the largest dust storm for 20 years, which has covered the Caribbean Sea during June 2020. This is a problem, Doug. A very real problem that's going to add to the American drought. I want to make a statement. The projections I'm privy to, I have nothing to do with generating them, say that we will have one-third of our crops. We will have one-third of the fresh water. That the people who sat and took the free money, who basically thought, I don't have to go to work. One person gave me a statement. He said, Steve, unless those people wise up real quick, they're dead men walking. Imagine, ladies and gentlemen, the population of the United States at this point. Imagine everything we eat and what's in our fridge, our pantries, we buy. We eat at restaurants. Imagine two-thirds of that disappearing. If I can tell people the ramifications that we're so out of time. Today, Doug, again, is the 10th. I'm on record as saying Monday the 13th begins some revelations that are going to shake. I don't know what it'll be. It's not just a one event, but it's going to kick in a time period that all of these speakers who are addressing these issues, and Christian Westbrook, the Ice Age farmer, has done a phenomenal, almost unimaginable time. By the way, Christian is also one of the smartest people I have ever met. I'm saying that not to flatter any of these people, but Doug, it's just to reiterate what you said. This group will most likely never be brought together. Number one, there won't be the time. And I want everybody who's signed up for this live streaming event to be praying, because we expect interference. But the thing is that I've got backup plans, but I just want people to understand when this kind of information gets out, you become informed. When you inform others of what we're talking about on the conference and what all the speakers are talking about, you become something that you never thought you would be. And that's capable of answering some of the most difficult questions. Now, Doug, you and I both know when you're dealing with masked Nazis, there's nothing you can say or do. The day will come when there'll be LEs, lethal encounters. When the whole world goes after the image of the beast, when the whole world starts to, manifest the full fury of what the globalists have waited for, have been licking their chops for, and the woe unto you inhabitants of the earth coming from the book of Revelation, for the devil is come down amongst you with great wrath, knowing that his time is short. I think, Doug, it becomes problematic to people that they really must now start to understand that it's later than we think. I believe it's later than most people know. But the tragedy is, I believe the majority of people don't care and don't want to know. I really believe that.
It's true.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna just take you now to Revelation chapter 13, 11 through 18. A very important part of the scripture. We talked about Nebuchadnezzar's image being 90 to 108 feet. There are some people that will say a royal cubit, 18 inches, or other claim that beta. Let's just say this, over 90 feet. But we're being told in the book of Revelation by the Apostle John on the island of Patmos, banished for the testimony of Jesus. When Jesus, I want to make this clear, the book of Revelation is the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God the Father gave to his servant John, the one that leaned on Jesus' breast. The closer you want to get to Jesus, the closer the revelation and the fellowship will begin. So Revelation 13, 11 through 18. And I don't know if you have that, Eric. We got screwed up at the beginning. Probably, I don't know if I sent it up, but I'll just read it. I want everyone to hear this. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. Thank you. And he had two horns like a lamb. He spake as a dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly head wound was healed. I'm not going to deal with that. And he doeth great wonders so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image of the beast. Boy, it sounds like Nebuchadnezzar's stepbrother, which had the wound by a sword and did live. I don't know who that is. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, where do they check our temperature? On our foreheads. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom, let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast. For as the number of a man, his number is 666. The book of Revelation goes on to talk about that those who do not worship the image of the beast, think of this again, we just talked about 21 giants. By the way, I believe there will be more than 21. I'm thinking, I don't know this, it isn't a thus saith the Lord, but I believe there will be initially 200 of these holographic giants, each one of those will be possessed by the angels that kept not their first estate. They're the 200 fallen angels that came to Earth on Mount Hermon in the Middle East. By the way, that's where the UN outpost is. And each one of these images of the beast, Doug, that we talked about at the beginning of your show, will take on the personality of each one of those fallen angels. So these won't be demon-possessed. They will be fallen angel-possessed. There's a difference. Fallen angels cannot be killed. Fallen angels, demons cannot be killed. Giants can be killed. And I'm on record as saying this, ladies and gentlemen, when the Bible talks about all lying signs and wonders, when you are shown that middle image of the crop circle and a really cool looking flying saucer, I thought, but encapsulating the planet, but transmuting the DNA of humans to make them no longer redeemable. Once you have alien DNA, you're toast. That image right there, the flying saucer, each one of these lines, by the way, that you see, whether they're right angle lines, left angle lines, little boxes, every single one of those, even the intersect, even an intersecting line means different things. How do I say this? It's in our face, ladies and gentlemen. It's before our eyes. And the very image of the beast is going to be, in my opinion, worldwide. You're seeing the technology of the beast. The technology of the beast will have control, space-borne lasers, dew weapons, directed energy weapons, be able to awe the world, able to deceive the world, able to prove to the world that he's God because he works miracles, able to present to the world our alien creators who have just so happened to have chosen him for their rule and reign over planet Earth. Really, though, it's the devil who rules and reigns over all the planets. Now, as people say, do you believe that there are other creations on other planets outside of men, outside of demons, fallen angels, and are there other? Yes, I do. But that's not our concern now, because our concern is with what God has revealed to us in his word. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you this, when a third of the fallen angels rebelled against God and literally went to the four corners of the universe, or let's say this, the entire 360 hemisphere, or the infinite ability. By the way, they don't have to get on a train to Georgia on a rainy night. The thing is that they can be almost where they need to be instantly, especially because of stargates, wormholes. The problem that most people have is they cannot see things from God's eyes, and that's another thing I want people to be praying for, Doug. Ask the living God, if you're one of the children redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, to begin to reveal to you the spirits behind things. In other words, what's motivating this alien discovery? What's motivating the, staged presentation of alien presence? Remember, this is the same people that covered it up. There are a lot of people who have been murdered by the Men in Black, which, by the way, really do exist. Not in the context you've seen in the Spielberg movies, but they really do exist. The thing is to cover it all up, and now it's time. It's time to release it all in order to captivate it all, and ultimately all, meaning people, and to destroy us all. Thank God that there are still men that don't drink milk out of a bowl. Thank God there are still women who know how to pray, who basically aren't just going to let them come take them away and do with them as they do, you know. We're a nation I think this is the hardest thing, Doug. I love my country. I love the vets. I have had an outreach to vets for 20 years at least. And I also went on record, which got me in so much trouble. This isn't a woe is me. But for the vets that, if they even listen to me on talk radio during, I think it was Obama's reign or maybe before him even, that they had to go see the shrink, the psychiatrist. Ladies and gentlemen, we have white psychiatrists telling us that she dreams of pulling bullets in people's heads, especially whites. The level of deception cannot be quantified. The nature of deception cannot be quantified. And you're seeing the qualification of deception because now you're seeing the evil fruit of it. When that dust storm hits, I'm told that 30% of the land, of all the farmland, that's all that there will be to feed the people. I was also told, based on all the calorie counts and all that stuff, the computers ran it. Do you understand what that means? 70% of the human population, American population, could disappear. And oh, by the way, that's the Deagle number. It brings it down to the Deagle number. And the Deagle number, the Deagle report was taken off. The Deagle report said by the year 2025, there'd only be 100 million people left in the United States. So they felt a need, Doug, to sanitize that report. They took it off, I think, for a week, changed it all, and then put it back on. John Deagle was a member of the Rockefeller Foundation. He was a big-time eugenicist and believed in ZPG, zero population growth. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's where we are at this point in history.
I'll tell you what, you know, again, I go back, and I've got to do this, I go back to Extinction Protocols. I really think that that's going to be the golden key, you know, again, from an investigative standpoint. Look, I look at things that are taking place, and I know things are bad, things are happening, things are really off kilter. But if you look at what's taking place, it becomes understandable only if you look at it through the lens of scripture, through the lens of biblical prophecy. And I think that's where we're at. And of course, I'm excited about tuning into Extinction Protocols tomorrow. Folks, sign up for it. The video on demand. Go to gen6.com. Link will be in the program description box. Or you can go to stevequayle.com or Doug Hagman or HagmanReport.com and click on the link to get you there. But do that. Join me in watching it this weekend. Video on demand. And then once it's over, don't forget, once it's over, okay, you'll have access to it, continued access to it. You can fast forward and rewind or whatever you want to do. So it's going to be it's a great deal. And there's also DVDs available as well. Hey, extra credit, get them both, right? So there you have it. But, I'm looking at this. Steve, I'll tell you what, I think there was more information today that you gave today and connected a lot of things today. As I look at your writings, as I look at what you've been saying over the years, compare it to scripture, but compare it to the current events that I see, everything's lined up. I mean, we are now, it's here, this is happening today, and we best get prepared because it is happening today. Do you think you and I will see this? I mean, to its conclusion?
Oh, absolutely. Well, forgive me. You and I maybe not. And I say that for the obvious reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I know now where you're going. I'm sorry for responding too quickly. But a lot of the people who are listening to us will. A lot of the people whose children are maybe mocking their parents. I'm on record as one thing, too. And this really makes people, well, who are you to tell me that? If you have children who mock you, who mock the God you believe in, who absolutely ridicule and scorn you, ask the Lord. Say, Lord, will my child betray me? Will my child betray me unto death? We know from the scripture, yes. Jesus said the enemy of a man's life will be they of his own household. For mother, daughter, father, sons, it's coming, ladies and gentlemen. I don't like that scripture. I don't. to be betrayed unto death. Mm. So ponder this. Pray over it. Now, if you've got godly kids, bless them, help them in any way. I know people that are preparing places for their kids. They know, Doug. Actually, they've asked themselves that same question. I can't tell you how many times I ask myself that question. I really do. Here's what I'm saying. Those of you who have never been on the battle line, I'm talking about, the people that are widows and orphans, because, that's not who I'm addressing. But I think Bob Griswold said, one of the Navy SEALs he talked to said, the only good day is yesterday. Yeah, that's a pretty good saying.
Yeah.
The problems that we face cannot be solved by man. The country you thought you once had no longer exists. The man that could have changed it, said he would change it, now looks like instead of locking Hillary up, he may be locked up. The nature of humans, I don't think any of us want to change places with Doug Hagman, with Russ Dizdar, or Craig Sawyer to have to deal with what they deal with. And I'm telling you, and I don't know if I'm free to say that, until I'm free to say what's really going on behind the scenes, Doug, I'm talking about Craig's email. So I want people to understand something. There comes a point when you cannot, I cannot, we cannot tolerate any longer. There's a guy named Brother Bob. He's a friend of Al Cuppett's. By the way, I was the first guy to bring Al Cuppett on talk radio. I called him Mr. C. People thought his name was S-E-A. No, it was Mr. C, as in Cuppett. I tried to keep his persona covered until Al himself chose to reveal it. But he had a friend. Has a friend named Brother Bob. Years ago, Brother Bob put out the vision of what it was going to be like when the UN troops came to America and what they did to the people that, number one, resisted them. And this isn't to scare anybody, but to the people that were on the list. You can look it up on the internet. I will not place it on my website. I did one time and I regretted it. My job is to encourage, inform, teach, educate, equip. What people do with their own curiosity. I'll tell you this, you go looking for Brother Bob's vision. I don't want you to do it until you spend at least 30 minutes in prayer. Because it's that disturbing. It's that disturbing. Jesus said, if I told you earthly things, you believe me not. How can I tell you heavenly things? Earthly things are rejected by earthlings. Heavenly things are revealed by God to repentant earthlings or in creation. And we've come to the point now, ladies and gentlemen, where I believe with all of the fake computer capabilities, with all of the digital image manipulation, I now understand a word. Again, 25 years ago on talk radio, the day will come, Steve, when you will not be able to believe what your eyes see. The day will come when you will not be able to hear what's really going on. You must look to me to hear from my mouth and to see and to warn you what is yet to come. I don't think people understand, Doug, and I really don't. I don't think people understand the absolute tidal wave that is now hitting the shores of the United States. Only this time it's going to be a dust bowl. Only this time. And ladies and gentlemen, inflation. I mean, some of the meat prices I'm hearing around the country, and now even the cattlemen, the chicken farmers, anybody that's got to buy feed is selling off their herd or their flock. They don't have the money to feed them. All by design. all by design, all to bring America's to its knees. Well, come to this FEMA camp, come to this mill base, and you'll get at least two MREs, two bottles of water, and you can hang out until we decide that the problem's over. Just, there's one problem with that. You are the problem. What they're saying is all this goes away when you all go away. Does that make sense, Doug?
Yes, it does. Sadly, yes.
Yeah, it's sadly. So I guess it only gets worse. But as it grows darker, the light of Jesus in his people will grow brighter. I'd rather know the truth and deal with it in prayer than be overcome with it or steamrolled by the nature of the deception, the size of the lie, and the, how should I say this, knowing that my apathy, indifference, carelessness, and desire for pleasure kept me from providing food for my family, protection for my family. I find most pacifists will take the pacific, there are exceptions to this, but until something truly beyond their fear accommodation takes away that fear accommodation and they realize this is it. They realize that's the last time they see their wife. The wife realizes that's the last time she sees her husband. Your children, your daughters, your grandchildren. And this is why, Doug, this is why it's so late. And when I say again, I want you to understand extinction. That word means to just get rid of us all. Get rid of us all. Large and small, they want to get rid of us all. And the war on Christianity is nothing compared to what's going to go on. And we need to pray for our Canadian brothers and sisters because the communist government, Red Chinese Communist government, now controls all of China, all of Canada's government, all of it. Now, there are people that aren't, but I'm just telling you, the power makers, the decision makers. Well, I just read to you, the time would come, the image of the beast, commanding people to worship the beast. We've already been bowed down at a nation, as a nation. The next step is subjugation. And subjugation means you either do what I say or you die. And may God raise up powerful men and women. My voice is going now, Doug. May God raise up men and women who will stand for the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing the only strength they have is his. And knowing that the only power they have is that power that God gives his people through the Holy Spirit, where the scripture states, are the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. This is where the intercessors come in. Thank you, intercessors. Thank those of you who are widows who intercede. Thank those of you who are widowers who intercede. Thank those of you who are older than me. I'm still having a problem with that. But the bottom line is that your prayers transcend your years. Your prayers transcend your conditions. And your prayers will come with you and be before you in glory. As the living God says unto the intercessors, well done, thou good and faithful servants. Well done. And thank you all today again for tuning in. Tomorrow to the Extinction Protocols, be praying for uninterrupted. We have backup plans, all that stuff. But just be praying that there will be no interruptions Friday and Saturday for our conference, please. And thank you all for joining it. And Doug, blessings to you, sir.
Thank you, Steve. Take care of your voice. Get some rest. I know you've been at it 24/7. So I appreciate what you've done. I appreciate what you do. And I thought today was probably one of the most important broadcasts we've done. I say that a lot, but this today, very important, especially with the visual aids and the Giants just blew my mind. All right, Steve. God bless, brother. Talk to you.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right, folks. That was Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. And you know, boy, I'll tell you something. Having been with him and others and Branson, I don't know when the first Branson conference was. I just don't know. I can't. It was, 5 years ago, maybe? For Eric, the tech, you know, right? was it? Yeah, 5 years. I don't know. But I'll tell you what. Each one built on another, built on the previous. And now that Steve's not with me right now, right? So I can talk a little bit out of school here. I know what Steve has done, over the last however many conferences. And I truly believe this is going to be the last one. Because I talk to him off air, and I talk to him at night, and I talk to him in the morning, and middle of the night, and my middle of the night, his middle of the night. I mean, it doesn't matter. And he said something the other day in a phone call. And again, I think it's okay to say this. But he says, you know, I don't see what else I can say, what else anyone can say. And I think that's where we're at right now. And you saw me yesterday, and isn't it funny, yesterday too, the conversation touched on the vast conspiracy theory, which is not a conspiracy theory, but we talked about the Bill Gates of the world, what is known as the Illuminati, you know. And isn't it interesting how, and I said this yesterday, isn't it interesting how people like in the war room, Steve Bannon and such, are addressing these larger conspiracies now, where before they wouldn't tread there. So what's happening? Is there been a shift in consciousness? And I'm inviting you to put your comments down in the comment section on Rumble, okay? Is there a shift in consciousness? As much as we talk about the dogmatic positions digging in, you know, of the people that are disagreeable. You've got to get jabbed. Are we witnessing a change among people? And I think those who are open to prayer, if you hit your knees at night, and boy, you better be hitting your knees at night. And if you can't kneel down, it's okay. But kneeling is the sign of, you know, submission to God, the higher power, God of the Bible. You best be doing that. Because we could talk all day long about the Maricopa County audit and about the audits that are coming. Yes, that's important. We could talk all day long about the origins of the Wuhan flu. But by the way, did you see this, folks? Eric the Tech, Senator, who is Senator Kennedy from down south? Senator Kennedy told Fauci, "Why don't you go buy yourself an emotional support pony?" I thought that was that line just cracked me up. Okay, and today, House Representative Matt Gaetz, who the deep state is trying to just absolutely destroy, went after Christopher Wray because did you know this, folks? Did you know the young female doctor that does appear in the war room, Dr. Yan, I believe that's her name. Just a very, very articulate Chinese. Okay, she's from China, but she flew over to the United States to specifically give, this is back in 2019, to specifically give our intelligence services information about the origins of SARS-CoV-2, the Communist Chinese virus, and state and prove through text messages between different individuals, because she was in the thick of it, that this was a bioweapon. It was a bioweapon. So she flew over to the United States. And I don't know whether you saw this, but Matt Gaetz was questioning Christopher Wray on that situation. Why did you invest a lot of resources, assets, FBI assets, in following her and such, and in taking information, but not acting on the information you got? And that was the question. So now, why did I bring that up now? Because that is, look, this bioweapon is part of the larger picture, as is the jab part of the larger picture. You heard, Steve. You heard him. It's part of the larger picture. And, you know, we can argue all day long. Well, does it change your DNA? Well, yes, it does. No, it doesn't. That's nuts. Oh, yeah. But at the bottom line with this, if we continue to think carnally and not through biblical, scripture, we're never going to get it right. Folks, thank you so much for joining me. Hey, remember, please, in the dark of night, okay? And, extinction protocols. Good night, everyone.